Transcript 3.2. You will hear five people talking about a time when something went wrong. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list, A to F, the reason each speaker gives. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. One.
Friends had warned us how hot it got there, so we followed their advice carefully and planned in lots of rest stops. Only it was on one of those stops that we must have left the map behind. About an hour later, the path we were following seemed to disappear. We immediately tried to retrace our steps, but it was pretty hopeless. I mean, if you've ever been to the park, you'll know how big it is. After a while, some of us started to run out of water, which was kind of scary. So you can imagine our relief when we ran into one of the park wardens.
Two.
I was really lucky. Apparently someone saw me crash and called the rescue services. When they arrived, I was in agony. They told me I'd broken my leg in two places. But at the time, the paramedic who treated me wasn't very sympathetic. In fact, he called me an idiot. I wasn't on the official slope, you see. The previous day, I'd done some research and discovered it was possible to ski off-piste, which I decided would be more of a challenge for someone of my abilities. I rather fancied myself back then. I'd got top-of-the-line equipment and I'd done all the courses, so I thought I knew it all.
Three. When we found this cheap deal to Egypt, we leapt at the chance. I mean, who wouldn't? But there's always a catch, isn't there? And we should have asked ourselves why it was such a bargain, maybe done some investigation. Sure enough, it turned out the cruise was right in the middle of the mosquito season. We took nets and insect repellent, but they didn't make a blind bit of difference. We still got bitten. Sophie had an allergic reaction, and she was running a temperature for most of the trip. I reckon we'd been better off staying at home. It would have been more relaxing. Four.
We'd been planning this festival trip for ages. The morning we set off, we were all so excited we almost forgot the tickets. On our way out, Dad told us how to avoid the queues, but I don't think any of us paid attention. So in the car, we were all arguing about what he'd said, but none of us were confident we'd remembered properly. Anyway, we missed the junction where we were supposed to turn off the motorway, and that was it. We got stuck in this awful, endless traffic jam, and the car couldn't take it. We broke down. We ended up listening to the bands on the radio.
Five.
At night, forests are surprisingly noisy places. One night, I became certain I'd heard a bear. Now, I'd read the books. I knew that the best thing to do was to stay perfectly still. But I'm ashamed to say my first impulse was to run. On my way, I managed to kick over a log from our campfire. Luckily, I'd woken Katie up, and she came to the rescue. Efficient as always, she'd brought along a small fire extinguisher. So we managed to save most of our gear before it caught fire. We never did find out whether there'd been a bear. Unsurprisingly, we never went camping again either.